Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Three Cups of Grief by Starlight by Aliette de Baudard. The story was first published in January 2015 in Clark's World magazine. It's available for free on their website in text and as a podcast, so that's great. The story revolves around the death of a professor called Doi Uyan, who is a top researcher into the supply and distribution of food between dozens of planets. The story is told from three perspectives. There's her son, her research assistant, and a ship's AI. And each section deals with loss, deals with mourning, deals with death, and examines these different responses to the same person's death. What I liked about this story was each section was introduced by a description of a blend of tea. Each of these descriptions represented the mood, the feeling of each section, which I thought was really done well. Full disclosure, I read this story drinking a cup of Yorkshire tea. I have it quite strong with milk, no sugar. The first section is told from a perspective of the child of the professor, and it seems that one of the traditions within this universe is that if your mother dies, then you receive her memories in your own implants. Now, because the professor was such an important researcher, there was a political move to block this transfer. So the child essentially has to deal with this double loss, the loss of a mother and also the loss of this tradition of being able to share in those memories. The second section is from a fellow researcher's perspective who worked within the professor's field of work. And it's this researcher who's going to be inheriting the memory transfers. And so it's about dealing with the consequences of that transfer. And the final section is from the perspective of a ship's AI. And the ship was obviously quite close to the professor. And so it's got this ship, this artificial intelligence, essentially mourning the loss of a friend, which raises lots of questions about friendship, about what it means to be human, about the legitimacy of artificial emotions. As well as being about death, there's the flip side. The story is also about life. And it's about how life carries on after death, how life continues. Although you might think that somebody is a vital part of life, that somebody is so important that to lose them would be catastrophic. Actually, life goes on. People aren't that vital. Individuals aren't that vital. Now, the writing of this story is fantastic, really poetic, really rhythmic. And you get the sense of the feeling of the mannerisms of the world just from the way it's written, which is really exceptional. Have you read this story? What did you think? I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. I'm also on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I'm on Goodreads. You can follow me on there. I'm also posting these up onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. And I've also got a Twitter feed devoted to this podcast, which is the Short SF Review. So follow me on there as well. So until next time, cheerio.